This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, very, very happy and grateful to God for the time to be together with you today. We always offer this program to our Lord, asking for the edification of His body, the church, and also that the program brings glory and honor to God. And one of the ways in which we do that, obviously, is by having holy conversation together. And when we have that holy conversation together, you know, we do build each other up, and we are the church, after all. And so we begin to accomplish that mission, hopefully, with a great deal of gusto and zeal, and may I say, the capacity to bear great fruit. That's what we desire right here on Women of Grace Live, Monday through Saturday, on the station that you're listening to in most cases. And we invite you, if you don't get it Monday through Friday, completely go out there to get the EWTN app, and the podcasts are there, and you can listen to the show the days that you are not privileged to receive it. What a grace and honor it is, again, to be together today in a special way, because it is the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And we're going to be talking about her a little bit, tying her into the season that we're in, when so many children are receiving their first Holy Communion, talking a little bit more about the first communion that we made, but also branching out into all of those questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement that you want to share, and for you to have the opportunity to use our phone lines and our social media opportunities to register your questions with us. We're looking forward to it. So let me give you the number today, 833-288-EWTN. And that's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Ryan Penny, I do believe, is back in the saddle today, so we invite you to pick up the phone, give him a call. Wish him a very happy day in the Lord today, and get your question, comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement up on the board for us. Looking forward to that. Again, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're also encouraging you to use the opportunity available to you out there in social media land. Jeff Burson, who is our producer, also is our social media manager. He'll go out and gather together your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement as you leave them in the chat feature for us right out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. So have no concerns about it whatsoever. Just get on out there and give us a call. You know, it was so much fun last Friday because Jack and I traveled from Birmingham, Alabama to Houston, Texas for my grandson's first Holy Communion. And what a privilege it was to be a witness to that. But we were so hospitably received, so graciously welcomed by Houston Catholic Radio out there, 1430 on the AM dial. We invite you to listen, obviously, and to let us know if you're from Houston today. We'd love to hear from our Houstonians. It was so beautiful. Joe McLean opened the offices to us in the studio, and we were able to use the facilities there to broadcast our program. And, you know, again, one of the thoughts that I always have about Catholic radio is that it, in a certain way, really mirrors Holy Mother Church. You know, you go into various studios. There's a similarity among all of them, just as there is a similarity among our churches, even though there's variances. But what is always present there is the Spirit of the Living God. What is always present there are the beautiful, incense-like prayers that rise to heaven, that is the radio team. I would also say the mission, what it is that everybody is about and doing, is always the same. And it speaks to the universality of the church. I think that, you know, these beautiful Catholic radio affiliates that dot our country and go beyond our country really, in a certain way, portray the truth of the church, which is that we are one body. We are one body working corporately together, together in mind, together in heart, together in spirit, to bring glory and honor to God, to edify and build up the body of Christ, and to make a difference at this moment in the history of man. And so, you know, I'm always welcoming you to support your affiliates. I'm always welcoming you to listen to Catholic Radio. I'm always welcoming you to be a part of our Catholic Radio family. And we certainly were made part of the Houstonian family out there, the affiliate there that is part of the Guadalupe Radio Network family. And so hats off once again, a big old thank you to everyone there, Joe McLean, the team, you know, all of you that do such wonderful work. And hats off to all of our radio affiliates today and all of the various families of radio stations that have grown up underneath this beautiful mantle of EWTN Radio. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful opportunity. And the First Holy Communion was wonderful too. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us. 833-288-3986. Weather in Houston was inclement. We had come in on Friday morning and there had been a huge storm that took place the night before with a lot of flooding in some areas and some damage that was done because of winds. We experienced that personally. Just a lot of things that took place and nothing, however, could dampen the spirit of those children and of all of those people who gathered at St. Anne Catholic Church on Saturday morning to witness this beautiful opportunity for little ones to receive our Lord body, blood, soul, and divinity for the very first time. And my heart just swelled as I saw, you know, my grandson Matthew coming down that aisle and then going up to receive our Lord. It just reminded me in so many ways of my first communion, but also made me appreciate more deeply this gift that we have. You know, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son that everyone who believed in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. And the son so loved this world that he gives himself through the blessed sacrament that anyone who receives him worthily might not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't beautiful the way in which we are the inheritors, if you will, of this great gift of the Father through the Son, and the Son through the power of the Holy Spirit, and through the gift of the priesthood that enables us to receive our Lord. And here we are, as I mentioned earlier, this is the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And when you think about it, isn't it interesting to consider that Our Lady, heaven had a plan in Our Lady of Fatima coming to visit us in 1917. And it was a glorious plan that was incorporated into God's one desire. And what was his one desire? That through his only begotten son, we might not perish, but have everlasting life. What was his one desire? That indeed the sinister attempt of the evil one to render humanity victim to his machinations would be thwarted by the fiat of a beautiful lady who would forever be the mother of his son and who would forever be our spiritual mother. And who would tend to the needs of our soul until we have that beautiful opportunity to meet our Lord face to face in the particular judgment. And how did that beautiful apparition occur? What was the first apparition? The first apparition was the angel of Portugal who came and taught the children so many things and through whom they received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. More on this when we come back on the other side of the break. Tell us about your first communion. Tell us about your devotion to Our Lady. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams, 833-288-EWTN. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. I'm delighted to be with you today. I certainly am. What a beautiful opportunity to come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially on this feast day of his mother, Lady of Fatima is the title under which we honor her today. Beautiful opportunity to think about our mother and all of the ways in which she's made a difference in our life. I'd love to hear your stories about Our Lady. I'd love to hear your stories about angels. I'd love to hear your stories about our First Communion. Three areas that we are going to tie together in some way as we move forward in our program. But again, the phone lines are open for you to use as you desire. And we invite you to share your questions, comments, insights, inspirations, words of encouragement, or just whatever is going on in your world today that you would like to discuss with us right here on EWTN. Ryan Penny is indeed back in the saddle today up there. We invite you to say howdy hey to him. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us via phone. Toll free for you right here in North America. Also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature to put in what it is that you would like to share with us today. Jeff Burson will go out there, gather it all up, get it on the board for me, and we will address your questions or comments, whatever you're saying there. We will address it right here on the air as we move our way through the program today. I always like to remind you, please do call and please do communicate with us early in the show, because things get stacked up. And then I feel so bad because I can't get to all of you, and it just breaks my little heart. So don't break my heart today. Call early, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3988. 86, inviting you to do exactly that. Oh, you know, and I should tell you this too. I should tell you that you can be with us through texting. Text EWTN to 55000. EWTN to 55000. And if you're outside of North America, woohoo! We've got a number for you too. We do. And it begins with a country code, which is 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I want to remind you this too, because you know, we just get so busy here and then I forget. I want to remind you that we've got great, great Women of Grace events coming up today. And I invite you to get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. That's womenofgrace.com, and simply click on events, which you will see on the left-hand side of the homepage there. You'll see the next three coming up, but click on that. It opens up all of them. We are going to be very soon now. I mean, I can't believe how rapidly May is rushing away. I mean, today is already the 13th. Gracious me. I would love for you to join us in Lafayette, Louisiana in June, Malvern, Pennsylvania in July, and then Albuquerque, New Mexico in August. All of the information that you need is available for you, including the date, the place, the time, blah, blah, all of that good stuff, all of the logistics available for you at womenofgrace.com. Also, the description of what we're going to be doing, the theme and the topic, the speakers, bios on the speakers. Schedules are up, I think, for some of them, if not all of them. So we invite you to get out there and to take a look. That's womenofgrace.com. Womenofgrace.com. Please do join us there. It's going to be so lovely. It's just going to be so very lovely. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Gracious me, what a beautiful thing. Phone lines are all lighting up. I am excited. Nothing makes me happier. Just very quickly before we get to the phone, we're going to go to Michelle first. Just hang on there for 1 second, Michelle, if you would, please. I just want to state that, you know, this gift of the Blessed Sacrament is never something that we should take for granted. And all too often we do. I remember one time, it is a few years ago. It could be 10 for all I know. Time moves so quickly. But some time ago, I had the opportunity to address the congregation at our parish prior to the masses on the Blessed Sacrament. It was part of a series of teachings that the church was doing, and they invited me to speak at all of the masses prior to the mass on the Blessed Sacrament. And I shared with the people that it's very, very visible how an individual regards the Blessed Sacrament, that you can simply look and you know what the person thinks and what gives it away, what tells what's in the heart of the person with regard to the opportunity to receive our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Several things. Most especially, however, their demeanor as they approach the altar of God, their demeanor. And you know, you witness this. You can see that some people just walk up there nonchalantly like they're taking a stroll in the park. Hands are not folded. You can see when they go to receive our Lord, whether on the tongue or in the hands, the way in which they make themselves receptive to the host, to the actual receiving of the host. You can see what they do upon receiving the host. You can watch and see, are they attentive to what they're doing? Are they looking all around the congregation that's still sitting in the pews or just have come back from the pews? Do they come back to the pew and kneel down in thanksgiving to the Lord? Do they acknowledge the one whom they've just received? I think it's beautiful to participate in the music, but I think that should only come if there's time after we welcome our Lord into our hearts and make thanksgiving to him, acknowledging that he is within us, right? And then you can tell by the way in which they leave the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Do they stay for a little wee bit afterwards to just acknowledge his presence? Or, you know, do they run off like they're part of a cattle herd to get to the parking lot, to be sure to get out of the parking lot very quickly so they can go off to breakfast or whatever else the activities of the day hold for them? You know, this is a very good indication about our fervency, our belief, our love of the one whom we are receiving. So just some things for you to think about today. We're going to get to the phone lines right now. We'll go back to Our Lady of Fatima as we move through the program. But I want to go to Michelle. She's in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Hope I pronounced that right. She is with us via YouTube. And she is a first-time caller. And you know what I love to do with my first-time callers? Ooh, I'm going to ring this little gong here. It's a pretty big one. Look at the size of this. Oh, there we go. Good morning to you, dear lady. How are you? Hi, Michelle. Oh, I'm sorry. Nina is on the air. I beg your pardon. She called from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now she's hung up. I apologize for that one. Well, at any rate, let's just move forward here and we will see what it is that we can do. And hello.
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I flew down here from Bend, Oregon to visit my mother who had a very, very special day. She was a convert from Lutheran. She was converted and received her first Holy Eucharist and her first confirmation Saturday on May 11th from Father Victor Kellish, David Kellish, from Cottonwood, Arizona. He came all the way down to perform the Blessed Sacrament, the Blessed Ceremony, to let my mother be confirmed in the Roman Catholic Church. And then after that, she'll go on to be taking her vows of consecration and hopefully to go into the Holy Order.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a little confused. What you're sharing with us, Nina. So this is Nina, correct?
Pardon?
This is Nina. Am I right? Oh, this is Michelle. I'm sorry. Okay,
Michelle.
I apologize, Michelle. I got my wires crossed here a little bit. So your mom was confirmed this past weekend. And she came into the church as well, correct? All of this happened on Saturday. Beautiful. And she is going now to continue to grow in her Catholic faith in various ways, right?
That's correct. She'll go on to take a vows of consecration and then go into the Holy Order.
Well, she can't go in. When you say Holy Orders, are you talking about a religious order for women?
Yes, ma'am. For her to become a St. Benedictine nun.
Okay. Well, isn't that interesting? It's beautiful. I just wanted to clarify that because Holy Orders, of course, is a sacrament for the priesthood. And I just want to make sure we weren't talking about something other than what we should be talking about here. But that is beautiful. And I am so proud of her. And I'm so proud of this opportunity in her life. Grateful to God for it. And may she be abundantly blessed. And may her vocation go well for her. Is she going to become an oblate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Well, you must have been joyous at this occasion. Am I right?
Oh, very thankful. Very, very truly thankful and blessed and everything. We're trying to be able to not let her become an oblate, but for her to actually become a sister in the Holy Order.
Oh, okay.
So you accept women her age.
She's
probably going into the St. Benedictine Holy Order.
Yeah, she's going to become a religious. My goodness, Michelle. So you're going to have your mom is going to be a religious sister. And how does that what does that do inside of you? This is a unique situation.
Oh, I cannot believe it. It's quite a shock, especially since I'm a non-denominational person. I just can't believe it. So, I knew my mother always wanted to be Catholic ever since she was 14. And I didn't know it was that going inside of her that much. And she just had to follow with God's call, God's calling.
That's so. Right. Well, Michelle, who knows? But maybe someday we will see you, too, inside of the Holy Catholic Church. It was a beautiful experience for you, I'm quite certain. Please give your mother our best. Tell her that we wish her every spiritual blessing in the heavens as she moves forward in her life of faith in Christ Jesus and lives it out in the way in which it seems he's choosing for her. Thank you for your call, Michelle.
Thank you. And she also wanted me to tell you to relay a message to all of you that the Children of St. Jude's Hospital, whom she works with for 3 years, that they are very, very happy for your show.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I'm most grateful to hear that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we praise and thank him for all things, especially this glorious moment in the life of your mom and in your life as her daughter. Thanks, Michelle. Keep us posted on things, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye now. Isn't it amazing what God does? I mean, we give fiat to him. We say yes to him. And he just keeps blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing. And he gives us blessings in the most unique of ways, ways we never would have thought of nor imagined. Okay, we've got Nina with us. You can be with us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Inviting you to pick up the phone and to punch in those numbers toll free for you so that you can be live with us on Women of Grace Live today. Again, that number, 833-288-EWTN. We're talking about angels today, how your angels impacted your life. We're talking about Our Blessed Lady, how she's impacted your life. We're talking about your first Holy Communion and how that's impacted your life. Let's go to Nina. She is calling us from Tulsa, Oklahoma today. Oklahoma Catholic Radio is the way she's with us. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Jeanette?
Very well. Thank you so very much for giving us a buzz.
I have got a really neat story about Our Lady of Fatima, the Blessed Mother. When I was about 20 years old, I was saying the rosary. And, of course, back then I would lay on the couch, you know, in my apartment and start it, and I'd end up falling asleep. Well, one time I said, Mama, I really want to say the whole rosary. Can you help me stay awake? Of course, I'm still laying down.
Yes.
But anyway, I start saying the rosary, and I start to fall asleep, and it hits the rosary. I'm holding it, and it hits me on the chest and wakes me up. Okay, and it does it three times. On the third time, I was saying the prayers, and it hit me on the chest, and I heard a beautiful lady say, Nina. And I mean, I sat up and was, the first thing that came to my mind, which I didn't know what it meant at the time, was Ave Regina, Hail Queen. And she woke me up, and I stayed awake as did the whole thing. It was just so neat.
What a beautiful experience. And I think that our mother does these things for us, sometimes in very obvious ways, like you experienced, but oftentimes, you know, in more hidden ways and ways that we only recognize, you know, in retrospect. We're not aware of it at the moment. But then when we look back, we say, you know, Our Lady was all over that. That is clearly the way Our Lady
yeah.
operates and what it is that she does for us.
Her voice is just so beautiful. Her voice. And the thing was, she said, Nina. My name is Anita, but she called me what everybody else calls me, which I thought was so neat. She was, Nina.
It is neat. That is so precious. And I'm sure that you can still in your heart hear that voice. And, you know, it reminds me of one other aspect of our mother. She comes to us as our mother. And this is heaven's design, you know. So though we know that Our Blessed Lady, you know, biologically was a Middle Eastern woman, when she appears to people, she appears to them in their own nationality. In this case, that's demonstrated by the use of your familiar name. You know, she comes as our mother, whether it's in her appearance or in how she addresses us or in whatever way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that was 1978. So I haven't stopped saying the rosary since.
Oh, I'm so glad. It is our weapon for spiritual warfare, and, you know, we've always got to have those beads near us. Well, thank you, Nina, for a beautiful story today. Appreciate it.
Bless you.
God bless you too. And you know, friends, that builds up our faith, you know, and this is why God lets some of these more extraordinary things happen. He lets the extraordinary things happen so that we can have the faith and the trust to believe that even when we don't get extraordinary things, that God is with us and that he's with us through the emissaries that he sends, right? I mean, you read in the Old Testament, a messenger of the Lord came, you know, or an angel of the Lord appeared to me. God uses secondary instruments, right? All of the time he does it. And so it's completely reasonable to understand why it is that God would send Our Lady to us as an instrument, as an announcer of his good news, in the same way as he sent Gabriel to her. She announces. She's the most perfect of all creatures. And the children at Fatima talked about her beauty. They talked about her gentleness. They shared with us the remarkable things that she had to say to them, things that were prophetic in nature that we see have come true and things that will continue to come true from the word she spoke. Is she speaking by her own authority? Of course not. Of course not. She's speaking by the authority of God. But when somebody speaks by an authority greater than they, even in the natural life, we pay attention to it, right? We are called to pay attention to it and to follow through, right? So an officer, a police officer, he comes representing what? The authority of the land. So when he speaks, he's speaking for that authority, the authority of the locale or the authority of the country. And we listen. And so we ought to do the same with Our Lady, who comes by the authority of heaven, not her own authority. By the authority of heaven. She is the most surrendered of all creatures. And as the most surrendered of all creatures, she only does the bidding of the Father. She only does what God wills. So when she has come in these past apparitions, and we only speak here of the ones that have been approved, we await the discretion of Holy Mother Church in pronouncing on ones that are still ongoing or ones that have recently happened. But of those, we know that we are hearing something that's come by heaven's breath. And so it is that we take what these messages contain seriously, and we pray them through, and we see what God is saying to us directly and specifically through them. Lines are keeping lighting up. Yay! 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Pick up the phone, punch in those numbers. Join us here live on Women of Grace Live. I am Johnnet Williams. We are going to be right back with other callers and you too. Looking forward to hearing from you today right here live. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnnet Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnnet Williams. Very, very happy to be with you today. We love to spend this time with you Monday through Saturday. Inviting you to get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. See all of the events coming up. June, Lafayette, Louisiana. July, Malvern, Pennsylvania. And in August, Albuquerque, New Mexico. We give you all of the dates. We give you all of the locations. We give you the theme. We tell you all about it. We're really looking forward to it. And I'm hoping that you can join us at one of those three locations. They do fill up very, very quickly. So we ask you not to tarry. You know, do not delay if the Holy Spirit is prompting you, but rather join us there. Looking forward to being with you. Looking forward to hearing from you too. 833-288-EWTN. Toll free for you right here in North America. 833-288-3988. I want to remind you, we're out there on EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page as well. You can put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, word of encouragement right in the chat feature there. Jeff Burson grabs it and he gets it up here on the board for me so we can take it. We have Joanne with us. She is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she's with us via Holy Family Radio. She is also a first-time caller, so she gets our little tinkle of the bell here. How are you, Joanne?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call, Johnnet.
Hey, you're so
I'm
welcome.
Calling about that June event in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Just a little thing you might want to think about. I'm from New Orleans, and in Grand Coteau, Louisiana, which is right outside of Lafayette, there's this huge historical area. Part of it is a Jesuit seminary that's been there forever, And next to that is Sacred Heart Academy, which is an old, old boarding school for where it used to be. When I went there, it was for just girls. Now they have it for girls and a separate area for boys. So it's a Catholic school and a seminary that have been there for ages, and it's such an historical site. So if you get a chance and you have a little bit of time to go visit Grand Coteau, Louisiana, which is, like I said, right outside of Lafayette, you will be so blessed.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Joanna. You know, I've spent a lot of time in Louisiana, and I've toured a lot of the different places, but I've not been there yet. I hear about it all the time from my New Orleans friends, but I've not been out there to take a look at it. And so if it's not too far from Lafayette and we have a few, hours to spare one way or the other, I would love to get out there, and I would love to check it out. So you're in Michigan, but we'd love for you to come back to part of your old stomping grounds and join us at this beautiful event that's coming up there. It would be great fun.
I don't get down. I don't get down there every year, so I'm not going to make it. But I've been hearing you talking about it on the radio. And
I'm
Grand Coteau is, I think it's like a 20-minute drive, maybe, at the most, from Lafayette.
Well, that isn't far at all. I've got good friends there in Lafayette, so I'll get them to at least give me the directions, and we'll try to get ourselves out there. I thank you for the very good suggestion.
Also, if you call Sacred Heart Academy ahead, they will arrange for one of the nuns to give you a tour of the whole area.
Ah, lovely, lovely.
I did that with my sister. I did that a couple of years ago with my sister-in-law, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Well, as you say, these historic sites are very important. And when you think about all of the prayer that's gone up on these sites, you know, all of the holy things that people have engaged in, the devotional practices, et cetera, oftentimes you can just walk onto property, walk onto grounds, and you feel it, you sense it. You know, the atmosphere contains it in some way. You walk into a place of spiritual blessing, and this sounds like it might be one of those. So thank you for your suggestion, sweetie. And if you can't join us there, maybe in the future you can be with us somewhere else. We'd love to have you.
Thanks. I'll certainly be praying.
Thank you. We'll look forward to that. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Yeah, so the Lafayette, Louisiana event is coming up June 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and we're excited about it. It's going to close out, you know, then. And we've got on the 20th, the Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar for Women that's going to run through the mid-afternoon on the following day. And the theme is Women, God's Special Weapon Against Evil. Women, God's Special Weapon Against Evil. Our seminar presenter is Kathleen Beckman. She presented this seminar for us in Malvern last year, and it was so great, we decided we want to take this on the road. And so that's why we're going to be presenting again on this topic in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's so, so powerful, so impactful. And I just know, my dear friends, my dear sisters in Christ, you are going to discover how it is that you can really be that soldier on the battlefield for Christ in the name of Our Lady. In your families, in your communities, in your professional capacities, just going to be a beautiful opportunity. The retreat begins the next day, Embracing the Holy Duet, Mary and the Holy Spirit, Women of Grace. Kathleen Beckman will be with us there. Father Chris Decker will be with us there. I'll be there. Thomas K. Sullivan will be there. My husband, Jack Williams, is going to be there. So it's going to be a very, very beautiful day in the Lord. Simultaneous to the Saturday, we have a retreat running for our young women of grace. It's called Get Spirit Savvy. And Mary Dillenbach, Sue Brinkman, whom you hear here, Kathleen Beckman, myself, and Father Chris Decker will make presentations to the young women. These are fun-filled days that pack a wallop spiritually for the young ladies ages 13 plus. They have interactive hands-on activities, great music, speakers. It's just a beautiful day for them. So get on out to our website. Take a look at it. It's going to be held at, beautifully enough, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church. So we invite you to check that out. And all of the events that are coming up this summer listed for you there. Don't forget about Malvern. We're eager to be at Malvern this year. Father Nathan Cromley is going to be with us. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Back to the phone lines we go, inviting you to give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 866, asking you to pick up the phone, give us a call, talking about anything you want to talk about, but looking at Our Lady under the many, many titles that she comes to us, Our Lady of Fatima specifically, on this, her feast day, talking about angels. Remember, it was the Angel of Portugal that preceded her, and also our first Holy Communions. The Angel of Portugal gave the children the Blessed Sacrament, and they communicated the Blessed Sacrament through the hands of an angel. Imagine such a thing. So we're tying all of this together in one big, happy, beautiful package with a great big bow on the top. Let's go to my aunt. She's calling us from Wall Township, New Jersey. This is my friend, and she's with us via the EWTN app. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Hi, Johnette. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm dandy. Thank you for asking. So you're going to tell us a story.
I kind of hesitate to tell it because it's really not a happy story, but
there's
a happy end to it. Yeah, my first communion.
Yeah.
I remember on the morning of my first communion, I woke up just so excited, like it was, you know, a little kid on Christmas morning. And we got called into my parents' bedroom, and the announcement was made that my grandfather had passed away. And everyone was very sad. Yes, very sad, very upset. And I was just kind of like, what is this? What does this mean for me? You know, kind of thing.
Oh, yes. What a sad moment.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and I really kind of just came to realize how profoundly, and deeply that it really did affect me because, it was no longer now. My first communion was really something that just had to get checked off the list for the day before we could go up to my grandmother. So, it was sad. There was one picture of me taken in my dress outside of my grandparents' apartment, but it was overall not really a marked day because of my first communion, but it was, I was sharing that with a couple of people. I just actually came back from pilgrimage from a place that just was authorized by the Pope. Do you know anything about that?
No, but you should. Oh, you came back from Medjugorje. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a Vatican News story that I'm looking at that says the Pope authorizes pilgrimages to Medjugorje. I don't know what that means in terms of. But anyway, it was really a very beautiful visit. It was quite profound. There was actually a lot of healing that took place for me personally. And
good.
That was one of the things. Yeah, I shared that story with a couple of people, and then it just kind of, it just kind of lifted. You know, it was just.
Isn't that beautiful?
Something that. Yeah, it really was beautiful. And it was, so for me, my first communion was not the beautiful, wonderful day to remember that it should be. But I'm happy to say that now I have been, I have been healed of the past of that. And Our Lady is known as the Queen of Peace there in Medjugorje. And it was just really a beautiful and profound healing that took place for me. So.
Oh, that's lovely, Ann. I'm so happy for you. I really, really am. I have a couple of thoughts. Sometimes, even at very young ages, our Lord gives us a portion of the cross to carry. And, a little seven-year-old cannot begin to understand these things in the same way as we can through prayer as we grow and develop our life in Christ. But all of that sorrow and sadness that you experienced that day, I'm quite certain he used to bring consolation to the hearts of others who were afflicted. And even in the memory of it all and the little sting that has been there, and maybe a very big sting that has been there, he's appropriated that in some way. Because, when we are united to him and we surrender ourselves to him, he takes everything, known and unknown, about our lives, our situations, our circumstances, our joys, our tremendous sorrows, and he uses them for a benefit. So at some point in time, maybe not in time, in eternity, you'll get a sense of that. And I'd like to do, because when we receive healings like this, it's very good to continue to thank God for them, and very good to ask him to bring it to completion. So why don't we just say a little prayer? So, Father God, you know, I lift up to you your daughter, Anne, my friend, Anne. And I ask you, Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that this beautiful intimation of the heart that she received from Our Lady, this beautiful way in which heaven kissed her in that action of divine grace that poured into her heart, would continue to go out within her heart like ripples do in a brook. We ask, Father God, that this grace that she would see received would be brought to completion in her, and that any kind of further suffering that has come as a result of this, that she might not even see as having been connected to this, would be restored, would be healed. I think, Anne, of that beautiful passage in Joel 2, verse 25, I will restore what the locusts have eaten. Even in that moment, Father, of the death of her grandfather on her first communion day, the evil one was trying rob her of that joy that comes through reception. And you tell us that you restore, that you will make even greater than, because that's what you do. And we know that from the story of Job. You just don't return us to where we were or would have been, but you give us even more. And so I would ask for the even more for Anne right now, that that the graces that she receives with every reception of the Eucharist now exceed anything that she could have experienced at the age of 7. I ask that these graces would be in she would be attentive to these graces, and these graces would be your own stimuli for bringing about much good within her soul, much progress within her soul, much development in the spiritual life within her soul, and would also be useful and beneficial for the upbuilding of your kingdom here on earth. We thank you, Mother, for the sensitivity and the tenderness by which you work these operations in our soul, all through the permission and authority of God our Father, by the merits of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his cross, and through the power of your spouse, the Holy Spirit. It is in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Amen. Amen, my dear Anne.
Well, thank you so much. And I just one thing I want to add quickly is that's the third time today that the Lord has put it on my heart, the message that I will restore you.
Oh!
The third time today.
That makes me so happy. Oh, my goodness. I'm bouncing in my chair. I don't think you can see me, but I'm literally bouncing up and down and doing a little happy dance in my chair.
So I thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm filled with joy. That's the giddiness that y'all hear. I'm just filled with joy. I just love when the Lord does these things three times, you know. That is the scriptural number. So I'm delighted.
Yes.
I'm glad I was number 3. Woohoo! Thanks, Anne. God bless you, my friend. Okay, thank you, too. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. See, I mean, this is our mother. She's always about things. I want to encourage you to do something, too, today. You know, Anne recognized, right, that heaven's operative today in her life. Heaven is always operative in our lives, you know. Sometimes we just don't see it, but heaven is operative in her life today. And heaven was just operative in mine because I got to participate in heaven's operation. And that makes me so glad. It makes me so glad. And I'm sure it makes you glad too. So look for those signs from heaven, right? Look for them. Be receptive to them. Open your hearts to them. We're going to go to Dolores. I want to invite you to call us 2833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Available for you too out there on EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. And we're going to go to Facebook right after Dolores, because what a story we've got for you on Facebook today. Dolores is with us. She's calling from Denver, Colorado, listening to us via Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Dolores.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to call in because I have a Fatima story. 2 years ago, for the 100th anniversary, I wanted to take my mom, and I wasn't really sure how I was going to do it. Those kinds of trips aren't easily able to do for us, but I did remember that I had finally, you know, I don't think about my pension, so I remembered that I could borrow out of my retirement plan. It's not like I'm going to have that much saved up anyway for retirement. So off we went to Fatima, and we were able to go to Lourdes and Avalon. You know, I wanted to take her before she was too weak or too old to be able to take a trip like that. And I just felt it strongly in my heart that Our Lady was calling us there. And I paid for the trip like 30 days before we left. And that was just amazed that we could do that, because trips that I was calling were booked up months in advance. So we went. And now I would like to ask for prayers for my mom. She's in stage 5 renal failure. Mm-hmm. She's being treated for tuberculosis.
Mm.
And there's a low-level risk for us, for the family. She was living with my daughter and myself. Jackie came to visit me in December for Christmas. And then she got really sick and has been in and out of the hospital the last 5 months and lost a lot of weight.
Aww.
Anyway, just the memories of that trip. I don't know what she thinks about, but I know it helped me, because I know Our Lady called us there.
That's right.
So if I could have prayers for her.
Sure.
She's been in renal failure for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayer daily has been that she's not afraid, that she doesn't hurt, and she's been able to enjoy her food, because I know that can affect her appetite. So
sure. What is your mom's name, Dolores?
Okay.
What's your mommy's name?
Her name is Lilia.
What a beautiful. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful name. My goodness. It reminds me immediately of Our Lady. And, you know, I'm quite certain that Our Lady. Go ahead.
Her birthday is October 13th.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you have it, right? There you have it. So all of these beautiful, beautiful signs and Christo incidences by which God tells us that he is with us. And I'm quite certain that our Blessed Lady is involved as well. That trip to Fatima was very, very important and very meaningful. And I just want to give you some assurance, Dolores, that no matter what the cross is, just as Our Lady was there encouraging her son and ministering to him as he carried his cross up the Via Dolorosa, our Blessed Lady is right there mediating for us and helping us to carry our cross when we are climbing our own Via Dolorosas. So just turn to her. And I'm sure that you do. But just turn to her from time to time and say, Mother, you know, this is getting heavy. Or, Mother, I'm so worried. I'm so concerned. Or, Mother, this hurts so badly. Obtain for me the grace from your spouse, the Holy Spirit, that I need to make it the rest of the way. And encourage your mom to pray that way, too. And pray with your mother. This is one of the things that I think that we as women have got to rediscover and gain confidence in. And that's praying for others right on the spot. You know, we will often say, well, I'll pray for you. But to pray on the spot, I think, is very, very important. And this is part of our spiritual maternity. God works and brings life through our prayers the same way in which he brings life through our bodies. The wombs of our heart are meant to give birth over and over and over again. What it brings over and over again, what it gives birth to is the life of Christ in the hearts of others. So don't fear praying with your mom. And let's just now take that request that you have, and let's lift your mother, Lilia, up to our Lord. I'm going to lift you up to our Lord as well as we come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and present ourselves at the throne of the Father. And so it is, Father God, that we do come before you in this moment. And you know everything about Lilia's physical condition. You know what the doctors don't know. You see all things. Father, I know that you never offer us a cross for which you do not give us the grace to carry it, and not just carry it and endure it, Lord, but to embrace it. And so I pray for Dolores and I pray for Lilia now that this cross, to which they're jointly united, though in different ways, would be made easy, would be made light through the intercession of our Blessed Lady. And when those moments come and the weight of it is felt keenly, I would pray that in turning to our Blessed Lady, there would be a sweet savor and taste for the cross, knowing that when it is united to our Lord's cross, great good is being done. I asked Father God that the graces that Dolores and her mother received 2 years ago at Fatima I know they've never left them, Lord, but I'm sort of asking like for a fresh anointing through those graces, that there would be a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit that they would experience and receive. I pray for the intercession of St. Therese of Lisieux, who knew tuberculosis. It was tuberculosis, Dolores, that took her life. She is a keen intercessor, a beautiful intercessor, a holy intercessor for those who are suffering likewise. Saints that have suffered the travail that we suffer become tremendous intercessors for others, just as we become a consolation to the hearts of those who are similarly afflicted while still in this life. And so, Father, we just would ask now that St. Therese of Lisieux's prayer, she says she promises that she would shower roses, she would spend her heaven praying for the souls on earth, and she would shower roses down from heaven. I pray, St. Therese, that you would give your daughter Dolores and your daughter Lilia a sign of your intercession for them on this, the Feast of Our Blessed Lady. We ask this, Father, with full confidence in you. We pray it as we did at the beginning, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady, in Jesus' name. Amen. Dolores, thank you for your call today, darling. Know that we will continue our prayers for your mama. We're praying for all of you today. Anne from Lafayette, could you please call back tomorrow so we can talk with you too? And we invite all of you to stay with us. And I'm hoping that we will be able to read this wonderful, wonderful testimony that is out here on Facebook today. We're going to hold on to that for tomorrow. Until we have the chance to be together again, my dear friends in Christ, may Our Lady bless you. God bless you. I bless you. Bye.